Jewish audio on Chabad.org.
At the end of Amidah, we make a special request to Hashem. V'sein chalkenu b'soirasecha. May Hashem, may you grant me my portion in your Torah. Now, this has nothing to do with the Torah portion that you read at your bar mitzvah. So what's this request about granting me my portion in your Torah? Says today's Hayom Yoim. There's a particular Hasidic discourse that explains the nature of the godly soul. Now this mimer, this discourse, was originally said by the first Rebbe of Chabad, the Alter Rebbe, to his grandson, who would later become the Tzemach Tzedek, the third Rebbe of Chabad. Now, after the grandfather, the Alter Rebbe, finished delivering the mimer to his grandson, the Tzemach Tzedek, then reviewed the mimer in the presence of his grandfather. After the Tzemach Tzedek finished reviewing the mimer, the Alter Rebbe turned to his grandchild and said, "Nu, now can you add some flavoring to the discourse?" At this point, the Tzemach Tzedek sits down and he writes a transcript of the discourse and adds some explanatory notes in brackets. The Alter Rebbe then edited this transcript and included the notes of his grandson in the actual body of the text, in the actual body of the discourse. That's the end of the story. A question for you. If you were reading an essay of the Alter Rebbe and you felt like you needed some extra explanations, right? Not everything was completely understood, wouldn't you rather read explanations written by the author of the essay himself? Why did the Alter Rebbe delegate this to his grandson? Well, here's the thing. The Torah is filled with hidden treasures just waiting to be discovered. There's a particular part of the Torah that is destined to be uncovered by you and only you. But where do you go to find your portion in the Torah? You'll only know when you begin exploring on your journey of learning and innovating.